You are now on board the Home Base Travel Agent Show, brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. This is the October 2013 edition of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 337. And I want to welcome you to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is a show about travel business, and it's a show for the travel professional, and it's a show for anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. Now, Laureen and I publish the show monthly and would love to have you back, and we would love to have your feedback as well. So you can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. That's B-A-R-R-Y @hometravelagent.net. And drop us a line, tell us what we can do better, give us some suggestions for future show topics. All of that we really appreciate. And also, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Now, on today's show, we have a guest, and the guest is someone who knows a lot about the tour business. And you know, designing tours is a lucrative type of business for the travel agent, and we're going to talk about how you can get into this profitable market. So stay tuned for that. Now, I want to let you know that you can find us on iTunes by searching for the terms travel agent. And when you do the search, click on the icon of the show that has the airplane flying above the house. And today, you know, most people are listening to podcasts directly from their smartphone, and you can search applications such as Downcast, and there's a whole lot of applications to listen to podcasts on your smartphone, and you can add us directly to your smartphone by doing the search. Or you can listen to us directly from the website at hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank the National Association of Career Travel Agents for allowing us to be an affiliate member of their great organization, and that's NACTA, and they can be found at NACTA.org. Once again, thank you for taking time out of your busy day and listening and joining us for today's show. And with that, we're going to move on into the show. So here we go. Well, this is the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're having some fun here today. If you can tell, there's a little laughter in my voice here because, as it turns out, I'm having a hard time talking today. But we're going to go on, and we have an interesting guest, as we usually do. And you know, this guest is currently at the Honolulu International Airport. And one time before, when we wanted to interview our guest, he was on a bullet train in Japan, going something like 190 miles an hour. Well, our guest isn't going 190 miles an hour on a train, but he does go 190 miles an hour in other directions, and we're going to talk about that. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Laureen and let her introduce our guest.
Thank you very much. Yes, you know, that speaking English part, we seem to have a hard time doing that.
Yes, and we do.
And I know I have. I just returned from vacation and had a wonderful time. And Gail and I were on the Big Island, had a great time. And since I'm a believer of all things happen for a reason, the Big Island is where I met our guest today a couple of years ago when I was on an active fam, specializing in the Big Island and becoming a master specialist. And one of our gracious hosts that year was Jim Redekop, and he has a brand new adventure. He is the immediate past president, past chairperson, excuse me, of the National Tour Association. And he's got this very interesting adventure going on that I went, oh, Jim, are you available to be able to be on our podcast? I would love to hear more about it and have our listeners hear about it. And Jim said, absolutely, I am here for you. And he wants to be able to talk about entrepreneurs in travel. So, Jim, I'm going to hand the mic over to you. And thank you for calling us all the way from Honolulu International Airport.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on. And I wanted to speak to your listeners about an idea that happened the year I was chairman of NTA. They sent me around the world five times, and I found through all the shows that I went to and all the conferences and conventions, I found something was missing, and that was teaching people how to do what I do as a tour operator. A lot of times tour operator companies are handed down from generation to generation, or they're bought out. But there was nobody teaching anybody how to be a tour operator. And so I put together an online e-course with GoToMeetings, and it was an 8-session course. I had 10 students to begin with, and their ages and education varied. And from second careers, people looking for a new path, there were a couple of travel agents looking to find ways to generate more revenue by doing groups, and then a couple of college students. And it was an extremely interesting exploration into an idea. I'm an idea kind of guy, and when I have a good idea, I will call my friends and say, hey, I got an idea, could you please try and kill it? Because it's inhabiting my brain. And I just need to know if this is good, if this is a crazy idea or not. And this idea has continued to grow, where Entrepreneurs in Travel did complete its first course, did find a need for it, did find a huge void in the tourism industry for mentoring. And thus, Entrepreneurs in Travel was formed and founded. And now, in February of 2014, we're launching our online travel association, where we'll all meet online. We'll connect, collaborate, and learn how to monetize all that we actually do together. So there's many different levels. Entrepreneurs in Travel will remain the educational component with mini master classes. Some of the information on through Entrepreneurs in Travel will be free. Advice on how to generate more revenue by working with bloggers. I'm actually teaching bloggers how to work with tour operators, which I find an extremely interesting new group of buyers. You know, I guess I've been in the association industry for and on the board for the past 10 years, and I've been able to find, you know, that I really feel bloggers are the new group leaders. They just need to know who we are. They don't even know what a tour operator is. And, you know, it was interesting working with the first couple of bloggers, and they wanted to do a tour, an eco-adventure tour into Costa Rica. And she said to me, gosh, that sounds like a great idea. You mean you'll put me together with the tour operator who will manage the whole thing? I just write about it. And at the end, I make commission, and all I did was write about it to my readers. And and that the tour operator managed everything. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I don't have money to put that together. I mean, and I said, we do it every day for free. I mean, I do quotes for tour groups each and every day. My job is building experiences that tour operators, and now I'm working with travel agents, can sell. And so when I told her it's free, that service is free, she just couldn't believe it and wanted to find out more. So there are over 180 million bloggers today.
Wow.
And they just keep growing and growing and growing. And all they want to do is write. And I'm actually going to be writing a blog for TBEX, which is they're travel writers, travel bloggers, and which I'm sharing with them this idea and being able to work with their group. They have about 1,000 members, and they move, well, they speak to about a million people. So that's it, kind of in a nutshell. It was my idea.
I'm laughing because as you're talking, I'm picturing you going, asking your friends, please, please, please talk me out of this. Talk me out of this. And they're like, oh, Jim, what a great idea.
You know what I did was I went to Johnson and Wales last year and spoke at their travel and tourism class. And I really felt that by the more I talked about it, the more I got it out, the more people were very, very interested. And I started with that millennial group, you know, that next group of people coming in that they're a very interesting group, but that they were my sounding board when I was developing some of the first ideas. You know, how do we speak to that group or to the huge world of travel and tourism? You know, how do we connect those people and those places? I mean, there's no place. Because here's the thing, I figure when they were going to college, you go to college, you're actually going there to work for somebody else. They're training you to either be a tour guide or to go and work for somebody else, perhaps even being a travel agent. But, you know, when I asked the class, how many of you want your own business? How many want your own company? A lot of them really, truly, that's what they want. They want to make their own hours. They want to travel. They want to make money doing it. And these classes that I was able to teach and completed the class in May of this year, it was exciting for me to teach it because I never thought I was a good teacher. But I inspired 10 people to start their own companies, and they're doing it. I have one guy in the class out of California. He started a company called Four Paw Tours. Mm. And what it is, he takes California itineraries and he designs them for pet owners and their pets to travel around California by motor coach and take a 10-day tour. And I thought, how cool is that? He found a market that has, you know, lots of income, people that want to be together, restaurants that have, you know, pet menus, if you can believe that. It's got to be California. And, you know, Four Paw Tours, that's his company, and he's doing great. So it was actually company after company. One gal started wellness tourism and travel. So it wasn't about resorts and spas. It was actually about going to places and, you know, healing the mind, body, and soul. It was really, really interesting, her whole concept of wellness, travel, and tourism, and that's what she's doing. So it's just been an exciting path, and I'm so happy you've allowed me to share, finally be able to share this idea with a much broader public, a broader audience besides my wife, who's probably so happy now I can talk to others about the idea to launch Online Travel Association.
So, Jim, it sounds like you have a couple of enterprises going on here. One enterprise, and I want to make sure this is clear, one enterprise has to do with training people how to become tour operators.
Yes.
And then the other enterprise is connecting bloggers to tour operations. Is that right?
You know, nobody knows what a tour operator is, so we're calling them tour designers, just to give them a name. And yeah, that world of connecting, you know, the online e-courses are really very easy to take. They're either live or they're recorded. In fact, I have a free one right now. That first workshop we did for entrepreneurs and travel, I charged $199 per person for, it was 8 hours, 8 different sessions. I'm giving that away free. So if you want to know about that or know about that class, you can go to Entrepreneurs and Travel and then sign up, and then I can send you over the sign in to take that workshop for free. The live classes are more expensive. They are in the range of about $4.99 per person now because they have my brain to pick and it's live. So that's at the end of each class. We go ahead and have an open session. But the bloggers are, it's a fascinating concept. And I really feel that they are the next group leaders. They're the next, you know, we went to Bank Travel was born, Glamour was born. And, you know, this group of people that all they want to do is write. I mean, that's just travel bloggers. I mean, I'm talking about food bloggers, you know, doing culinary tours in Spain with food bloggers, photography bloggers. It's just endless, the amount of people writing online right now.
Okay. So how does that work? How does a blogger make connection with you to get set up with a tour operator? A tour designer.
If you go to entrepreneursandtravel.com, there's a sign up for travel agents or entrepreneurs, and that's one course. And then there's another sign up, a registration for bloggers. And what I'm doing with this soft launch in February is I'm creating an application and a platform where bloggers and tour designers come together and create ideas, create tours, and then we actually, that application actually sells and manages the whole monetary part of the tour product, almost like an escrow account where money goes in, the bloggers, readers feel safe, the tour operator gets paid when he needs to get paid, and there's a level of trust that goes into that. And so that's going to be part of that Online Travel Association where it's a member benefit to be a member, and we're connecting and collaborating globally.
Okay.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, it's funny. It's really, blogging is kind of the next wave of communication. People are searching. They're online. While we were on vacation, we were with Gail's nephew, who's 29 years old, so he still falls in the 20-something category. Mm-hmm. He's on his phone all the time, not talking to people, but checking blogs, checking resources, connecting with people. He was on all the time, and that really is this generation is looking for information, communicating, socializing, blogging. I mean, they're very much into the blogging of putting things out, and also the challenge is how to make all of that for a revenue for you. How do you share your experience? How do you bring in the revenue and be an agent and give that experience? I think you really have a good project going on. I'm very impressed, Jim.
Well, thanks. I think, you know, that this next phase in what I'm doing is really, you know, connecting in a different way. You know, above my generation, I'm 50, you know, I'm pretty savvy with my social media. Catherine Heeg did help me in the beginning, but I do a lot of that now. And, you know, it's this generation below me. I mean, they're constantly connecting very easily via Skype, via, you know, as long as I can see your face online, I can trust you. And, you know, my dad's generation, no way. You know, you wouldn't spend $1,800 for a 10-day tour in Hawaii, you know, if you didn't know the person. And, that's the whole thing with agents too. They said that level of trust with their clients. And so my goal is to bridge that level of trust with bloggers and reveal to them our whole way of how we do business, you know, and we don't get paid until the thing actually runs. So until we actually pull off the tour, and then the blogger can make a little bit of a commission, and the tour operator, the travel agent who put that program together does make money. So it's all about connecting and in collaboration and that trust level.
You know, there's a natural question here that I have to ask.
Yes.
Will this include podcasters, people who produce audio?
I think it's a big enough idea. It can include everybody. You know, that recorded classes, a recorded podcast can be put into a library of education that people can go to as a huge resource, you know? And yeah, so the answer is yes.
Yeah, you know, because, well, this is also a blog, but it's this is a podcast, and I know there are a lot of people out there that podcast about travel, and a lot, and the listeners listen because, you know, they have long commutes, or they want to listen to something while they're exercising or doing something else, and it's a take with you type of medium.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I had I got in with a consortium of a travel agents consortium, and the owner of the consortium asked me, he goes, I'd like to put together a luxury package tour to Hawaii. And he said, you know, Tauk is the only one doing it. And he said, if you do it, would you escort the group? And I said, yeah. So I put together this beautiful program, Royal Hawaiian Hotel. I mean, we're staying at the Fairmont Orchid. We're staying at really upscale properties. We're having lecturers come on, you know, dinners at Roy's and Alan Wong. And I created the whole PowerPoint and did it online for their viewers. And that's what we're doing. Now I'm projecting out to that whole consortium. He's recording it, and he keeps marketing that particular Hawaii luxury tour to all of the people that listen or part of that consortium. So there's so many of those that this could be really great.
Sure. You know, the person that comes to mind is Christensen is one of the first people that I think of, and he podcasts about locations all over the world, and he does a wonderful job of that. But anyhow, and Lori knows Chris.
Yeah, no, there's opportunities. There's so many wonderful layers to this. And as again, I'm just so thankful that you've allowed me to express it here first, because it's just been on my brain and consuming it and really trying to find the fault in it.
Yeah.
You know,
it sounds great to me. And you know, what I'd like to do is jump back to training people to become tour operators. What? Now, you're going to do it online, and you do it through online webinars.
Right.
But just give us an idea. What does it take to be a tour operator?
Well, first part is creating the – well, we go through creating the name of the company and finding what you want this experience to be named. And then we grab the .coms. We help people create a very easy WordPress site. And then – you know, then the meaty stuff starts to happen, is creating the idea, creating the experience. You know, my dad always told me how to do this. You know, when you buy a shirt, there's so many different parts of the shirt, the buttons, the sleeve, the collar, and the pockets, and all that kind of stuff. He said, just like a tour, the more components you add into that experience, the meals, the motor coach, the lecturer, the more you can charge for the experience. And so I teach that through the course, how to add value and how you're costing what you're doing. And then I show them how to manage it. I show them how to price it. And as a tour operator, we make a killing. And that was the thing. Nobody was telling anybody how to do it, because nobody wants to create any competition. But, you know, tour operators make very, very good money. And when I explain all of that, and then when I explain all of that, it's something that they find very interesting and want to further. And then I also try to cover some of the left brain thought processes too, is, you know, risk, managing risk, liability. So we have a whole course just on that, with two types of travel insurers, travel insurance, and then the company insurance, liability insurance. And then when I got to the marketing part of the whole course, that blogger thing just hit me like wow, I had just got an epiphany, like, man, we could do this. And so that's what I taught my class. And they're just starting to do that and to get in there and start to work with a couple of bloggers and see how it works out and start to build that relationship. It's going to be my goal to build that site safe and securely, but also create that collaboration and trust. So you'll see that by 2014. We're already working on it.
Well, it sounds like a great concept, and I'm liking it a lot.
Well, that's good. And then I've got two more people that really like it, because now I'll sleep better tonight.
No, I definitely like it, and I really think it's a good idea. And I really would like to encourage you, Jim, to run with this idea. Okay. Everything that I've seen that you've touched has turned to sold, as they say. You're very much a personable person, and people are attracted to that. And I'm very honored that we have the opportunity to do this and to be able to help support you in your idea to do this and be able to bring it out to an audience and open it up, you know, help you spread your wings a little bit. Like I said,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Not a fluke. There's no such thing as a fluke that we reconnected and you told me about a new project you were on. I was looking at it and I emailed Barry saying, you know, this sounds like a great opportunity for agents to be able to take advantage of and to be able to support you and to allow people to get to that next level. So it's an honor for us to have you here at this time.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you. And for any of your listeners that want to learn more, they can go to entrepreneursintravel.com or also on Facebook at The Traveling Entrepreneur and be a part of that community. We have about 1,300 people on the Facebook page already just starting to dialogue and talk. So thank you so much.
Excellent. Any other information you would like to provide to us before we wrap up? Again, you've given a great tempting, and I'd really like people to look further into this.
Great. Well, we'll just stay in touch, and we look forward to talking again sometime soon.
Yeah, could you give me your Facebook again?
Yeah, it's under The Traveling Entrepreneur.
Okay.
got that from some flight in some part of the world when I was traveling at 43,000 feet above. I do my best thinking on a plane. always. Nobody can bother me. You know, I'm not going to get a phone call or anything. But thank you guys again.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
So thank you again, Jim. How long is still your tenure as the past chairperson of the National Tour Association? You've got a little bit of time. You did such a great job in that role.
Thank you. We're up in February. We'll have Travel Exchange in Los Angeles. And I really want... We need to talk again because I want to invite your listeners to come out to one of the sessions that I'm doing. I'm actually having three entrepreneurs. They're young. They're between 23 and 28 that started their own online companies and are just doing amazing things. And would love to be able to invite your listeners to that event and come and see Travel Exchange.
Excellent. And when is that?
It's February 16th. In Los Angeles. So if you're in Los Angeles, California, go ahead and, you know, just go to the, you know, entrepreneursintravel.com and just register. And then once I have your email address, I'll be able to send you all the updates.
That sounds perfect. Excellent. Well, thank you, Jim. Barry, how do our listeners reach you if they want to connect with you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry@hometravelagent.net. That's Barry at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Lorene, how about you?
My personal Facebook page is Lorene R. My business is Sharp Tongue Consulting. I can always be reached at sharptongued@mac.com. That's sharptongued@mac.com. And always I have to give Barry a little bit of a rub. I just forgot to tell you, Bear, that I got the iOS phone, a 5S. I love it.
Oh, nice.
Yes, takes great pictures. I have to tell you, I'm very happy with it. So, thank you again, gentlemen. And Jim, we'll work on having you back in, you know, before February. If you're open to it, I think Barry and I are also game.
I'd love to. I look forward to it.
Sure.
All right. Bye, gentlemen. Have a good rest of your week and a safe trip.
Aloha.
Take care. Well, thank you, Jim and Lorene, for a great interview. I really appreciate it. And I certainly think this is going to be of great interest to the travel agents out there or anyone who's interested in becoming a tour designer, as Jim calls it. And we look forward to hearing feedback from our audience about any opportunity in taking advantage of Jim's services. And I do want to make this note about the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. The guests that we have on our show, we're not compensated by our guests. Lorene and I choose the guests based upon the fact that we think they're going to be most interesting to the travel agent audience. And that's our sole consideration. We don't receive any kind of compensation from our guests for being on the show. So it's all about you, the listener. Well, I want to wish all of you a great opportunity in the tour guide business or the tour designer business. And I also want to wish you all a great month coming up, and tomorrow's Halloween, so happy Halloween, and we will catch you in the November edition of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and I know Lorene has some guests already in mind to line up for the show next month, so we look forward to having you back. But in the meantime, take care, travel safe, and we'll see you next month, everybody.